Hello, this is Mole speaking, sometimes known as Miranda Morris. Today is the 8th of September 2016, and this is the 433rd Mole Out Loud podcast. I'm afraid you've only just received yesterday's Mole Out Loud post, and a number of you who don't subscribe to Mole Out Loud have also received it. It went out under the Murmurs banner by mistake, and it just pinged into my intro, so apologies for that. I guess some of you get live stream, in which case you will have got it when I made it, but the rest of you will just have a double whammy today. I'm feeling quite tired after yesterday. I realised when I got home that I'd actually driven about 150 kilometres and quite a bit of it on dirt road as well. And I'm not used to driving, and it was quite a long way. But I went to bed pretty early, and I kind of got up feeling pretty perky, but by now I'm just about ready to drop. It was one of those wonderful warm and billowy clothes drying days, so I did lots of sheet washing and clothes washing, and it was just as well it was a billowy kind of day, because the spin cycle on my washing machine has decided to give up the ghost, so it was quite wet washing. But it's dry and it's inside. I just need to remember that I have to make my bed before I get into it and not leave that too late. Not suddenly find I'm ready for bed and it's not made, which does sometimes happen, and it's always this kind of sigh of, oh no, not that as well. So I shall try, I'll try and fit that in before I run out of energy completely. I was really fortunate this morning in that I had a Feldenkrais appointment. I've never experienced Feldenkrais before, but a woman who I often meet walking on Knocklofty, or often used to meet, I should say, bumped into me in town the other day and asked me why I hadn't been up, and I told her about my hip. And she offered me a free consultation, which I thought was incredibly generous given how little we know each other. And it was a very interesting experience. It seemed to make a lot of sense to me, and so that was a really nice thing to be able to do. And because I've still got the car, I was able to get to her place, which would have been quite difficult otherwise. So I don't know where these kind of gifts from outside come, but they are very welcome when they do. That was really so generous. And I'm feeling quite quite aware of how I'm sitting and what I'm doing. And the thing that I do keep forgetting to do is breathe, which has always been a bit of a problem. So that's my little lesson at the moment. But today was going to be a Murmurs of Mole writing day, and it just hasn't happened. I've had so many other things, partly because I went on this excursion yesterday, but just that September is a really busy time, with sort of meetings and birthdays and things really hot up in September and hurtle towards December. And no matter how I try to kind of tell myself that each day is what it is, and just make the most of it, this sense of impending deadlines, tiny, not huge deadlines, but just lots and lots and lots of little ones, is wearying to me. And of course, I'm also expecting a friend who's not terribly well to come to stay tonight for an unknown period. So I think I've also felt like just sitting and being in this quiet space before that happens. I don't really know how the writing is going to go tomorrow with someone else in the house. So we'll see. We'll see how it goes. Maybe that's why it went out to all the Murmurs people as well as the Mole Out Loud people today. So that hasn't happened, but I have written four letters, which is a really good thing, four letters that really needed to be written. And I wanted to write, and are now stamped and waiting for me to take up the hill to the letterbox. So that is my writing today. And actually, I think quite a lot of what of my driving time yesterday did bring up a few things that I wanted to write about in Murmurs. So I'm not going to be starting cold tomorrow morning, which is good. I do hope that whatever you're doing, you are in a calmer space than I am, a more relaxed space, and that your day has been going well for you or is about to go well for you, that you are able to focus on the work that you really want to be doing, or the rest that you really want to be having, or the holiday that you are wanting to enjoy. I hope that any of those three would be great. And I don't know how to do it myself, but I sometimes feel as if I get a glimmer. And it's when the glimmer I get is when I'm able to sit back in that kind of softening your face kind of space. And you can see the things that are gently coming in as well as the things that are gently going out. And there's no need to panic. And that is it. Keep calm. Keep calm and things will just unfold in a natural and gentle way. Thank you so much for listening to me today. As always, I won't be talking to you tomorrow because I shall be engaged with Murmurs in a focused and calm way, I hope. Thank you so much again and take care. And yes, I really look forward to talking to you again on Saturday.